This is Rick the Tist with an erotic hypnosis file called Bound BJ. This file is meant for adults. If you are not 18 or older, stop listening now. I love making hypnosis files, and I love the support that folks throw me on Patreon. Please check out patreon.com/RickTheTist and learn about the perks that I offer to supporters. There is a post-hypnotic suggestion in this file to crave blowjobs when you are in bondage. You already know that if this file stops playing for any reason before it's over, or if an emergency comes up, it will be easy for you to be fully awake and released from your bondage immediately. So I wonder if being bound can drop you into a nice deep trance. Give me the opportunity to find out. Begin this file in a bound position. If you're laying down flat, a spread eagle position will work good, but really any position for which you can imagine being bound in that position will work just as well. Use this time, right now, to find the very best position for your body where you can be bound. Allow yourself to feel exposed in this position, and your cock should be fairly easily accessible for getting blown, of course. As your body is settled and getting even more settled now in the position that you're in, you can also use this time to know how good you feel when you drift down into trance. Allow your mind to focus on that. The feeling of letting your mind go. The feeling of drifting off. When you can just let go of everything and let your mind focus on drifting down. Wherever your mind goes off to, it can be drifting down as you listen to my voice. Just letting everything go. This is your time to drift down. This is your time to be bound, to experience pleasure, to experience the focus that comes when your body is unable to move. There's something very freeing about being bound. That freedom helps you drift down. That freedom helps your mind focus on just that. It feels so good to let your mind go. And it feels so good to drift off, drift down, letting go. This is restraint through suggestion. It is possible to fight the suggestion at this time and move your body as it is bound, but the mental desire for restraint can be so much stronger than a weak and fleeting suggestion to resist. It's as though your mind really wants to experience hypnosis and bondage. Very good. Now it is time to focus on how bondage feels to you. You can close your eyes and just go down deeper because you're all settled in. This is your time, so use it to feel good. Your time to let go. Your mind already has created or can create a strong connection between bondage and pleasure, a very strong connection between bondage and pleasure. And as you feel the bondage, your body sinks down deeper. And you know that the more you drop down, the easier it becomes for your mind to focus on pleasurable sensations and being bound in bondage, because just using this time right now to feel the bondage creates a stronger link, a much stronger link between restraint and pleasure, which is dropping you into the perfect mindset to really enjoy this sensation, because feeling good and feeling really wonderful when you are bound is just the perfect thing for you right now. That bondage can get even more secure. Did you know that? Simply by letting your mind go, that bondage gets stronger and you can become even more aware of the restraints pulling you just a bit more into submission. Whatever position you are in, you can allow the bondage to keep you physically there. You are bound. You are restrained. There is no point in moving. There is no point in resisting. You simply accept the position you are in and know that you will be there until I'm done with you and until this file is over. Accepting this bound position is what feels best to you right now. You can let go of everything else and use this time to remind yourself how much you can enjoy being restrained, sinking down, feeling good, stronger restraints, letting go. That's it. You're doing this just perfectly. Now it is time to really let go, because it is time to get a blowjob. Whether you love having your cock sucked, or you will simply accept one because you are bound, it is time to feel a mouth on your dick. It simply feels pleasant right now. As you let go a little bit more, you will feel your bondage anytime you try to move. You will be reminded of your bondage anytime you try to switch positions. You are stuck where you are with a mouth on your cock that will do whatever it wants with you for as long as it wants. You will stay exactly where and as you are as this mouth starts to suck. And to begin, you feel the mouth around your dick, you feel the tongue moving around, and I can tell that you know that this mouth knows exactly what to do to make you feel aroused. The fact that your movement is so restricted makes you feel even more aroused, doesn't it? This mouth is barely doing anything to your cock, and you are getting so fucking turned on. So much hornier, just turned on. Hornier and more aroused. And now the blowjob really starts to begin. Moving around, feeling saliva, feeling that tongue up and down, deeper. You will simply stay where you are at. Accept the arousal. Let go. That's it. The pleasure will just keep increasing as the arousal gets stronger and stronger, because that mouth knows exactly what to do with your cock, establishing rhythm, increasing, decreasing pressure, going down deep, coming up and feeling the tongue on the head and the tip driving you more and more crazy. Just building up, this mouth is so fucking talented. Up and down, taking you deeper down, back and forth and back and forth, sucking, blowing, feeling pressure increasing and decreasing. Taking it all the way down the throat, all the way down. That's it. Yeah, you're feeling the tongue on the head and the tip. It's driving you almost insane. It keeps building and building. Oh, fuck. Oh, you can feel the sensation getting stronger as you really understand that this mouth fuck knows exactly how to turn you on, because the movement and the saliva and the tongue and the pressure and the sucking are driving you absolutely crazy. You're bound, feeling like you're about to go insane, and you wonder how you can control yourself when the bondage is making you feel more pleasure from the blowjob, and the sucking is making the bondage feel so much more intense to you as the mouth is going back and forth and back and forth, and you realize it hasn't even stopped to fucking breathe. It's just sucking harder and faster and harder and faster, and you understand that you're getting closer and closer to an orgasm. Oh, fuck. And just when you think you can't take any more before you the mouth stops and takes itself off your dick. The sucking is over. You are left with the sensation of being bound so close to orgasm and very stuck in the position you are in. You can feel a strong desire for the sucking to continue just a little bit more. You can feel the desire to remove your hands from the restraints and the bondage and play with your cock, but those restraints get more intense now. And all you can do is feel the frustration of a blowjob that stopped at just the wrong time. You may be wiggling in your bondage a bit, trying to figure out how to touch your cock, and perhaps begging out loud or silently for that mouth to continue. But the blowjob is done, and you are restrained. It is time to let go now. Relax. Normalize your breathing. Focus on breathing in and breathing out. Using this as an opportunity to let go and just sink down. Feeling good. Feeling more and more calm. Before this file ends and you are released from your bondage, it is time to accept a craving for a blowjob when you are in bondage. You remember how good it felt to be sucked while you were restrained, and your mind can create this desire anytime that you are in bondage in the future. You might express this desire to others, or you may keep it to yourself, but the desire will be there. Your mind can create this desire for you. Your mind can make this very real. Even now, while you are still enjoying the restraints, you are connecting this bondage to the blowjob you just received, envisioning a scenario in the future when you are in bondage, either physical or hypnotic or both, and imagining the desire to have your cock socked. All you have to do is accept this and let everything else go. Now, sinking down, letting go. Drifting off, listening to my voice, very relaxed, very comfortable, sinking down, letting go, drifting off, and fully relaxed as the bondage begins to loosen now. And you're able to move more and more until now you just find a comfortable way to sit or lay without any bondage and let go. And drifting off. Very good. In just a moment, it will be time to come out of trance. And when you do, you will easily remember everything that happened, including accepting a suggestion to want a blowjob when you are in bondage, and whether or not you share that with anyone else. Okay, as I count from 1 to 5, you wake up. Ready? 1, 2, it's time to wake up. 3, muscles and nerves feeling awake, 4, even more awake, and 5, eyes open, feeling good, feeling really nice and awake, knowing that all the bondage is gone, the bondage is fully released. Very good. I hope that you enjoyed this file. I always enjoy hearing about your experience with hypnosis and even suggestions that you might have for other files. You can find me online at rickthetist.com and on Twitter and YouTube as Rick the Tist.